Hey everybody, this is Paul Flynn of Megiddo Radio for Monday the 19th of August 2019. Just going to do a vlog here for YouTube on how to respond to trans people, or those who claim to be trans. I say claim to be trans because trans is not a thing. You have two genders, and then you have a small percentage of people with the odd genetic abnormality when it comes to how those genders are expressed, and that is purely something to do with their DNA. Outside of that, there are people who deny what sex or gender they are, and you cannot change your gender as much as you cannot change your species. And that might sound like a facetious example, but there are people in the world. There's cases of people who have tried to become a dragon. There was a case in, can't remember what country it was, but somewhere like Norway or Denmark or something like that. The man claimed to be, he was in his 50s and claimed to be a six-year-old girl. And as much as you can't change your age, these are just facts of biology and reality. Now, how do we do it? We shouldn't be obnoxious either, and I think a lot of it will depend on what's their background, things like that, but we have to also realize what is at the basis of dealing with people who claim that they're trans, people who claim that they are the opposite of what they actually are, people who claim that they're men when they're actually women, or vice versa. And studying Romans chapter 1, verses 18 onwards to the end of the chapter makes it very clear that the issue with, as it talks about homosexuality, women lusting one toward another and men doing the same thing, and it's born out of rebellion against God, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and pride, and out of that pride we get idolatry, and out of that idolatry you get the sins that are mentioned at the end of Romans chapter 1. But at the same time, you might be working in a job, you might come across somebody, it's becoming more and more prevalent. I was teaching English as a foreign language, what do I do if I ever do come across somebody in my class? Now, you'd be as nice as possible, I think. And I don't think you should go outside of your way to insult somebody. But at the same time, our speech should not be compelled. And, they want to basically everybody else to participate in their delusion. These are people who would have been not too long ago locked up, possibly in an institution, and are now being told. I mean, if someone told you that their toaster was talking to them, you wouldn't try to be nasty to them, mock them or anything like that. You should have compassion. You feel bad for them. Okay, at the core of it, it is rebellion against God. At the core of it, it's rebellion against God. We've got a case here. This was posted on Twitter. This was pretty recent. 23rd of July, this was put on Twitter by a man by the name of Jeffrey Marsh, who claims that he is non-binary, whatever. Again, denying male and female. First openly non-binary, I'll put it on the screen actually here. First openly non-binary. Bigger there. Human on national TV, best-selling author of How to Be You. And that book, How to Be You, Stop Trying to Be Someone Else and Start Living Your Life. So basically, it's the message of the devil, okay? Do what you want to do, live how you want to live, all that kind of stuff. Very prevalent today. Let's play his short 1 minute video, here's how to treat trans people, because as much as we Christians have a natural squeamishness towards this stuff, and understandably so, this is coming and we can't really avoid it. It's sadly here.
And if a trans person comes out to you, and if a trans person comes out to you, your job is to get the name right, if that's new to you, get the pronouns right.
I love how it's like, get the name right. Now, I think it depends on the situation. If it's been somebody you've known your whole life, I don't think you're doing that person any favors. Just switch the screen. I don't think you're doing them any favors. Just say they change their name to, you know, it's a girl and it goes from Sarah to Bob. I wouldn't start calling them Bob. Okay, don't you're not helping that person. They may hate you for doing it, but you're not helping that person. So don't participate in it. Now, if this is the first time you've ever met them and they introduce themselves as Bob and that's all you know, well, okay, go with the name. But the pronoun is even more so, because then you're just messing with reality and enforcing language. And I love it was your job. It's impels speech. You know, this whole LGBT movement is really just about controlling everybody else. And it's amazing. Who's going to define reality? Who's going to define reality? At the moment, it is the fringe of society. And it's just going to create utter chaos and anarchy.
That's new to you. Maybe learn language you're not used to. That's up to you. Practice if you need to. Do it behind the scenes. Get it into your bones. And when you screw up, as you will, don't spend 15 minutes apologizing so that the trans person is now responsible for making...
I agree. Don't spend 15 minutes apologizing. Don't spend any time apologizing. Again, it's not that we're trying to be obnoxious. It's not that we're trying to be not compassionate. You shouldn't be participating in a lie. It's not true. I don't think you should go out of your way to be nasty. But at its core, don't forget. Again, we've gone through this in the program and we get a radio. At its core, it is pride. Same issue Satan had, and he's fallen from heaven. Pride and then idolatry, and now idolatry. At its core, transgenderism is, or any of these other things where you basically, you become whatever you want to become, and you believe it, you can change, you're kind of like saying you can change reality based on your beliefs. And you're so in love with yourself. You've made an idol out of yourself. And because someone has touched your idol and has questioned your reality and said, no, you are not, like this guy speaking here is a man who is saying he's non-binary and he's made an idol out of himself. So therefore, he's going to get angry. When you question, again, you're not, we should, again, Christians should be peacemakers. Blessed are the peacemakers. It's near the end of the Beatitudes in Matthew chapter 5 when Jesus is preaching. But again, it doesn't give us a pass for participating in a lie, okay? So it can be a bit of a minefield. We should, again, not seeking conflict for conflict's sake, but
you feel better. A trans person's life and transition or coming out is not about you. It's not about whether you think singular they is correct. It is. It's not about whether you find it awkward.
I love how it's like, it's not about you. What if they become trans too? Does it become about them then? I don't want to say that for every single person who comes out as trans is just looking for attention. And that's self-absorbed. I think there's mentally, there's obviously some kind of a mental issue there. But a lot of it is a lot of the people coming out as trans. It is. Why are so many of them doing it now? A lot of it, I don't want to say in every single case, just to be clear here, but a lot of it is attention seeking. I mean, who that Jonathan Yaniv, otherwise known as Jessica Yaniv, he's gone repeatedly. Was he trying to sue for disabilities? He's a complete fraud. I mean, you can look it up. He attacked a journalist the other day from Rebel Media. And there's a lot of people who are coming out claiming to be trans, either are fraudsters or just plain looking for attention. Now, you will get some people who are nice and might be this way as well. But again, the same core issues apply. They're denying reality, and it's pride, idolatry, rejection of the created order.
It's irrelevant. Center the trans person. Be compassionate. And if...
Okay. Yes, I agree. Be compassionate. But being compassionate, their need is that they accept reality. Their problem is that they're not accepting reality. And by participating in that lie... Again, what if somebody said to you, you've known them your whole life, and comes to you and says, you know what, I'm really a dog. I'm really a dragon. I'm really a six-year-old. What do you do? Oh, well, that's not the same thing. People do it. And would you participate in that? What would we have done 20 years ago? Society is encouraging this, the best... We could say it is mental illness. And if somebody, here's where you'd be compassionate. If somebody's seeking help, say, I'm trapped in this, I know this isn't right. That's when you, compassion, what does compassion mean? What does mercy mean? It's to see someone's need and meet them at their need. Being compassionate to a hungry person, you give them food. Being compassionate to, say, a homeless person is give them a home or somewhere to sleep or whatever. Being compassionate to a trans person is not participating in their delusion. It's trying to point them towards reality and also point them towards their greatest need. Personal faith in Jesus Christ, to repent of their idolatry, to repent of their pride, just like we all need to do. And we all need to put our faith, our trust, and our confidence in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Otherwise, we have no hope of salvation. It's been Paul Flynn. Thank you for tuning in.